Good morning, y'all. Been riding this old horse now for 29 years. How many presidents?
Five
different presidents?
This starts our fifth.
Eight or nine inaugurations, something like that?
Eight elections. Do they inaugurate an incumbent after re-election? I don't think they do. I don't know. I can't remember. Was there?
What a great testimony to the world of how great this nation is. You can switch parties. Diametrically opposing views. Whether you're going right or left, either direction. And we've been doing it for over 200 years successfully. What does that tell you about the genius of our founding fathers? The immutable character of our Constitution.
You could make it feel old when you break it down by percent. You've been on air for 17% of our presidents.
Oh.
Through 17%.
That's a way to mark time.
Well, you know, I've said it when the Democrats take office. I've said it when the Republicans take office. Look, regardless of which side you're on, you've got to be thankful you're in this country.
You know, I was a little frustrated yesterday watching what went on as far as the protests. And I heard one of the, listening to the radio, just one of the commentators say, you know, you should even be thankful for that because it shows the process works. I mean, you can have your opinion. I don't, you know, not the rioting stuff, but just people having an opinion. It's a country where you can still have an opinion. I'm not happy about it. It's okay not to be happy. But it's great to be happy, too.
I can remember when President Obama took office, the Cardinals were going to the Super Bowl. Remember that in 08?
Oh, I try not to. That was a heartbreaking loss.
Yeah, they stole it. The Steelers stole that game.
Oh, man. That was the last seconds. I can picture the receiver, and I can picture his toe and the touchdown because they must have showed it 100 times.
It's amazing how you guys remember that stuff. Plays and stats.
Man, one play away from bringing a Super Bowl to Arizona.
Mm. On Inauguration Day, or Inauguration Weekend, when President Obama took office, we were talking about home warranties.
Didn't like them then and don't like them now.
That's right.
Home warranties have not improved.
We haven't changed our opinion on that. When he took office for his second term, the topic was solar energy.
Hmm? That's just a strange topic for us to have in January.
Yeah, it was.
There must have been some government or something? Subsidy or something.
I think that's when the Corporation Commission was wrestling with the solar industry about what they were or weren't going to do about net metering, if I remember right. It was right about that time.
Well, is net metering that old of a...
Oh, yeah. Just about that old.
Yep. Okay. Interesting. Both of those times... Go figure, we were talking fruit trees. I mean, that's been our topic the last 3 weeks, it seems like. Or at least the main part of it. It's just a time of the year. Some things never change.
Yes, that's true.
I imagine the landscape stuff is pretty consistent. You can only do certain things. So
right.
Pretty limited.
Now, January 20th wasn't always Inauguration Day.
Really?
It was almost like in the summer at one time, wasn't it? Like early. It was way late because it took so long for everybody to...
Well, one, count the votes. It was all done by hand.
Still. Yeah, yeah.
So you had to count the votes and then send a courier with the results from each county to the state and the state to the
I bet that took
district.
A while.
And then once
you've
got to go...
From your research, when were they inaugurating first?
Just the summertime.
Okay, all right. So it did take
the Constitution
about 6 months.
Originally, not quite. Originally fixed March 4th as Inauguration Day.
That would be interesting to learn about. Did they send a courier from each city, or did they gather them up from the state and then take them as one?
And then
how
once
did
you decide,
know you had them all?
And then once you decide who won, you got to get on your horse and go find his house, right? Hey, dude.
You won.
You got to report to Washington.
Pack your saddlebags.
It wasn't Washington. Yeah, pack your saddlebags. That's right. You got a speech to give in March. Let's go.
Now, on the so it was in the 1933 is when they changed it. The roads had improved, technology had improved, processes had improved. So we're almost at our
1933.
Oh, okay. So we're almost at our 100-year anniversary of January 20th being inauguration day, which inauguration means beginning, apparently, from whatever root origin it came from.
And now, I think that was driven by the fact that Congress didn't like that long 5-month lame duck status. They were trying to shorten that period, right?
We feel like it's long. Can you imagine waiting until summer? It's like nothing gets done for the whole first fourth or, you know, half of that year.
Maybe when we elect presidents, we should have a 1-year. We should have a 1 year. Nothing gets done for a year. Just he takes office in a year. Like, just vacate the White House.
Why?
Then nothing would get done.
One more. A closed day in Congress is a good day for America.
Yes, it is.
I think is the message you're trying to say.
Take a break. Take a breath. Think about it before you do it.
We were talking last week a little bit about what do you what are we going to find out that the Obamas did at the White House? Because after the president families move out, you generally find out what remodeling they had done. And someone reminded me that President Obama did put in a basketball court, and we already knew that. And Trump has already started remodeling the White House.
What's he doing?
What were any of our listeners right from last week? Is it a tanning bed?
I haven't seen news on a tanning bed or a barbershop.
Okay.
I haven't seen that news. I don't know. But he replaced the carpet, I think, in the Oval Office.
And he carpet's dirty.
He brought back the bust of Winston Churchill that President Obama had given back to England, and Trump said, "We won't loan it back to us." I don't know why, because it's really kind of ugly. I mean, it's not a very flattering bust, I'll tell you that.
that is kind of strange. But why something of the Prime Minister from England in the American White House? That seems to be a little.
It
had to have been around World War II.
In late 30s and 40s, he was a pretty strong ally, a globally influential man.
Is it already back, or he's just ordered it back?
No, apparently it's back. He had prearranged this,
thinking that he would win.
He won in November.
Oh, that's
4th.
True. I picked it being shipped. So I guess it could be.
They have airplanes now.
I just figured you would want, I don't know. Never mind.
The longest and shortest speeches. Any guesses who and who?
On inauguration?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought yesterday's was kind of concise. Whether you like the speech or not, it was concise.
16 and a half minutes. Now, this doesn't have
it
broken
listened
down
to it,
by
but,
minutes.
But I heard it was pretty quick.
This has it broken down by words.
Okay.
George Washington's second inaugural address, 135 words.
Wow.
They say he was a man of few words.
That's like an ad.
Is that what they mean by good old days? Yeah. Or a 60-second radio ad shouldn't be more than 150 words.
Well, boy, that puts it in perspective.
That's less than a tweet.
And that was George Washington's second inauguration speech.
I'm back. Thank you.
Keep going.
Has anybody seen my teeth? Did I leave my teeth on the bedstand?
Maybe that's why I was so short. He forgot
about it. Maybe that was it. Yeah.
The longest.
Who would have been the longest? The longest.
I'll give you a year.
Okay.
1841.
Oh, boy.
William Harrison.
Seriously?
And get this. 8,000 words. Oh. It took an hour and 45 minutes outdoors in freezing weather, after which he shook hands for 3 hours, caught a cold, which became pneumonia, and he died a month later.
I was gonna
say. So the lesson there, keep it short. Shorter, less is more.
Oh, wow.
They say the less words you speak, the smarter people think you are.
I would agree with that.
8,000 words. Somebody do the division on that. How many commercials is that? But it was an hour and 45 minutes. And I wonder how many times it was interrupted by applause.
Yeah, let's see, 8,000.
I bet he got a standing ovation when he was done.
So 8,000 divided by 150 would be 53 minutes if you go at 150 words per minute. Hmm. So there's 45 seconds of applauding or 45 minutes of applauding in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Imagine how hoarse your voice would be on a cold day like that.
Seriously.
It's not like they had microphones and PA systems. And I mean, how many people are you speaking to? Maybe that's what took so long. They had to have people relaying the message at every 100 feet. Someone would turn around and repeat what he said. They turn around and repeat what he said.
The town crier. He just reverses position and yell out that direction.
I'm sure the mall wasn't as full as it was yesterday.
Oh, in 1841.
I do believe President Obama has had the largest inauguration, and his
in attendance.
I think it was 1.8 million at his first inauguration.
Oh. Wonder what was there yesterday. Any idea?
They were anticipating about 600,000 to 800,000, and I think George W. Bush had the smallest. It was like under 300,000. So. There you go. Interesting statistics for the greatest nation in the history of the world, the United States of America. Regardless of where you are in the political spectrum, I hope you can come to that unified conclusion.